All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Time now for Coming in Hot with Brent Wallace and former Ottawa Senators Bobby Ryan and Jason York.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Coming in Hot with Brent Wallace. Guys, how are you?
Did you stack the ballot box again? Yeah.
I keep forgetting to mention your name. Sorry, guys. Yeah.
No worry.
It always makes me laugh every time I see it. So, gentlemen, it's nice to see, Bob, that the internet apparently works and you were able to get somebody to put a hole in the wall to hang a picture. Your jersey.
I had them put a lot of holes in the wall for about 6 hours yesterday, and internet is up and running. That's conditional on how long I can stay in the right area, but we're gaining on it over here.
Absolutely. Is Lindsay outside holding like a wire up in the air just to make sure the internet connection works?
And she's the one holding the light. That's like this.
Yeah. On the roof right now. She's Bob got the
yeah,
rabbit ears going.
I'm gonna send you a bobblehead of me just to put in the background. I think that would be perfect.
It would absolutely. This is my every other week house, so yeah, I don't have to see it that much. There we go.
Oh, I've got two. Say no more.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Knowing you, you won't pay the freight to get it over the border, so it's okay.
I'll drive to the U.S. just to mail it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yorkie, nice to see you, my friend. Are the knees okay? I know you played a lot of hockey lately.
Too much. I'm good with once a week. I got another game today. We're going down to the Canadian Tire Center. This is actually pretty cool, Bob. We're playing with a group called Soldier On. It's guys that have served in the military, and they've got some injuries, or they're suffering from maybe a little bit of post-trauma. So we do a game with these guys every year. It's awesome. Little lunch before. And then we host them in the alumni box. So I'm playing hurt today, boys. Like I got no excuses.
What's bothering you, the back or the knee or?
Oh man, you know what? It was the game in Brockville. We played. There was a couple of young guys on the team, so I had to go a little harder than usual, and that one put me over the top. Just the bad knees, you know. Nothing crazy. It'll go away, and it takes about a week, and I'll be fine.
Just a week to recover.
Yeah.
Is Boro playing in that? Boro was a huge part of the Soldier On program.
Is he playing today?
It's so good. No, I don't think Boro's in town. Otherwise, he'd be playing for sure. But I don't think he's in town. But no, it's we got a pretty good lineup. I think Vanner's coming out. Brad Brown. Yeah, a bunch of guys. I don't have the list in front of me, but it's never a problem getting guys out for this event. It's fantastic.
Nice.
Do you have a goalie?
You want to play?
No, I don't want to play.
I thought you're an old goalie.
I am. I'm just old now.
I'm
just curious if you had like a former NHL player, because there's not many around who still play goalie.
Do you know who usually plays for us? He played a little bit in Binghamton. Guy, Scotty Grenham.
Yeah,
he'll play nets for us a lot. And you know who was down last week? We had an event. Was Billy Smith. I love talking to Billy Smith, the old Islanders goaltender. He's got the best stories. Like, you talk to him about those old Islanders days.
Yeah. That's why I had that black coho goalie stick, was because of Billy Smith.
Because of Billy Smith?
Yeah. I've always wanted to meet him. I've never had a chance to actually get a
you
chance.
You ever met him?
No,
yeah,
but he's like, his kid went to Ottawa U or Carleton at one point.
Yeah, you know what's funny? He was when my son Jack was playing in Barrie, Dale Howarchuk, rest in peace. What a great guy and great coach he was. Had Billy in as the goalie coach, and when Dale got sick, Billy ended up jumping on the bench to fill in for a while, and he coached the D. And my son, because it was 2000, he comes to me, he's like, "Dad, there's this old guy on the bench now, Billy." I go, "Billy Smith?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, he's telling me all these old school stuff. He goes, "It's all the stuff you tell me all the time." But he's like, the way he tells it, it's awesome. I go, "Yeah, listen to him. He's pretty smart. Like, he knows what he's talking about."
Some guy named Billy happens to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I go, "I think it's Billy Smith." He goes, "He's a goalie for the Islanders." I'm like, "Yeah." I go, "That guy's a Hall of Famer." And then he looked him up. He goes, "Yeah." So what a good guy.
Imagine playing on those teams. God, the Oilers and the Islanders of the 80s.
Bob, you'd fit right in. You would have loved that era, man.
I know.
Bobby's an 80s
winning
guy.
Cups.
Yeah. I was just a touch too early, guys.
Me too.
Or too late, excuse me.
I was lucky enough to catch the early guys that were leaving the game in the 90s, and those guys were a lot of fun. Well, I'm a firm believer. That's why the pregame skate was brought in for those guys in the 70s and 80s. Like, get them out of bed and sweat out.
All right, let's get to work. Sens are back in action today, and things have gone fairly well. If you consider not everybody thought the trip was going to go perfect, or even get a win. However, they got 3 points. So let's kick things off, as always, our show. Proudly presented by Douglas Mattress, our fourth host of the show. Named Canada's best mattress on Canadian Living. Unrivaled comfort and feel, motion isolation, sleeps cool, relieves pressure points, great value. Loved by more than 200,000 Canadians already and more. Easy online ordering. Get it delivered usually within 1 to 4 business days. Experience their industry-leading risk-free trial, 365 nights risk-free. Don't like it? Just get a full refund. No questions asked. Don't forget, when you order, you'll get a $650 value. Includes a mattress protector, memory foam pillows, pillow protectors, luxurious cotton set. And so go to douglas.ca/CIH and order one up today. Sleep like a baby.
Also, the show brought to you by our good friends at BEI, Bonisher Excavating Incorporated, the heavy civil general contractor in both the public and the private sector. Excuse me. When planning your next project, consider BEI for your aggregate supply needs. You can find them at bonisherexcavating.com or give them a call at 613-432-1120. BEI is now hiring, getting ready for the summer months. And as always, please slow down in construction zones and remember that they come with free Hockey Friday for the crew.
And Battlegrounds Axe Throwing. If you're looking for that fun night out, you got to check out Battlegrounds Axe Throwing. It's great for the family, couples, or if you want to do a corporate event. Kids 12 and up can throw, or 12 and under can throw, accompanied by a guardian. 12 and up. Looking for the ultimate birthday party, team building event, or just having a great night, then you got to check out Battlegrounds Axe Throwing. It's located at 2615 Lancaster Road. It's safe. It's fun. Requires no practice. Just come to a Battlegrounds Axe Throwing facility, and the coaches will show you the ropes and show you how to hit those targets safely. You can book now at battlegrounds.com.
All right. So, gentlemen, as we get into tonight's game against Dallas, which happens to be tied for the best offensive team in the NHL, average the most goals per game. Not easy to shut down. So let's go back before we get to that. They should have, by the way, they should have won. I was a little concerned in the Florida game, having picked Ottawa when they gave up a goal 18 seconds in. I'm like, this isn't going to be it. This is not going to go well. Then they tie it. I was hoping. God, I wanted the win.
You were close, man. Great. It was a great road game. They found a way to manufacture a point out of a team that I thought, I don't want to say dominated them, but I do believe that they were the better team throughout the majority of the game, which usually happens as the game goes on in a back-to-back situation when the other team is kind of hanging out waiting for you. But they found a way. Timmy with an incredible solo effort, and getting the late one to tie it. Like, they played a really, really good, solid road game, and they have not done that a lot. Obviously, the record on the road reflects in that. But when you look at the stats again in the game, outshot, but look at the block shots. How, like, 30 in a game. Like, I don't know what the average is, but that's high. And the giveaways for me are kind of a wash, but a lot of giveaways. You don't see 11 on a card very often. But again, great road game. They controlled the lines, the blue lines, and did a lot of really good things.
No, it's good. It's you know, you could say, well, you play looser when you play against teams that you're not expected to win against, like Tampa and Florida. And then the games you're supposed to win where there's pressure, like Chicago and Columbus, you kind of get away. But I think there's a little more to it this time than, you know, years past. That is 100% what was happening with the Senators. They'd lose. They're out of the playoffs because they didn't change how they were playing. They were still playing that loosey-goosey, cheat and fly the zone, you know, big hits, big plays, JR hockey. But now they're playing with an idea of being on the right side of the puck, doing the right things, not cheating as much. There's still some cheating that goes on from time to time, but every team does it. They're just not doing it as much. Everybody was talking. I tweeted about the winning goal. Great shot. Unbelievable shot, but still should never go in. And I don't like that first goal either, guys. I really don't. I know it was a little bit of a blown coverage, but that was, as people like to call, a little bit of a muffin. Like, that was kind of muffinish. And right away, you're 1-0. To a really good team in Florida that is tough to come back on. So full marks for Ottawa for coming back. Full marks for Korpisalo for settling in and starting to play really well.
No, no, and
let me no, finish.
Yorkie.
Let me finish. Hey, let me finish. Full marks for coming back, but then again, at the end, what he does, like, he kind of, what he does so well over the night, then he kind of, like, he lets you down again at the end because you're like, no, like, we got this far. You did so well. But the timing of the goals you let in, the one to start the game to put you behind the eight ball, and then the one to finish the game. And I don't care how good that shot was. You can't get beat on that angle. I don't care. You can't.
Yeah, there's no excuse. Beat.
Like, there's no excuse for that. And people could say, well, it's a great shot. And, you know, you got to watch out for that cross-ice pass. At the end of the day, there's been too many goals up top that have beat them. There's a consistent problem there. Teams know it. They're shooting there. And it'll be up to the goaltending coaches here to try and figure it out and get him to stop letting those goals in.
Yeah.
That's why you don't interrupt me, Wally.
Can I talk now? You know what? Hold on. We're going to go right to Wendy's Did You Know? Because I think this will be maybe something that helps me with my Korpisalo info, because I don't believe in the settling in. You can't just forget to play the beginning of the game and then figure out how you're going to settle in after. Maybe try at the start of the game to be ready. You're the goalie. Listen, you are the you understand when you take that position, you are the focal point, that you have to be there and be ready to play. And he isn't. So to the Wendy's, did you know, which is Wendy's is letting you win real food with your fantasy teams this year and daily face-off. For those of you who smoke the competition, Wendy's is rewarding you with weekly prizes that will have you winning despite your lack of team building skills. Download the Wendy's app and score yourself 150 bonus reward points on your first order and grab a sweet victory from the mouth-watering jaws of defeat, along with some fresh, never frozen beef. Go to dailyfaceoff.com and sign up to play Wendy's Daily Face-Off Survivor Pool to win weekly prizes like the spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's and the Wendy's app. We keep it fresh. So, Yorkie, the Panthers scored 19 seconds into the game, making it the 11th time this season the Sens have surrendered the first goal in the 5 minutes of a game. By the way, Ottawa, 0-11 when allowing a goal in the first 5 minutes of a game. Yep. Jonas Korpisalo has given up 9 of those games. Huh. So I just want them to be ready to play. They have a chance to beat arguably the best team in the league right now, and your goalie's not ready. Or, like, I don't understand how you give up a goal to Aaron Ekblad from that far out. But what are you doing? That's all.
High shots. So something up with the high shots. Like, it's
well, stop maybe being so small on the ice to go down and before they come over the blue line.
What do you think, Bob? Like, as a shooter, like, what do you – our guys are obviously keying on that, right?
They aren't. Yeah, it's widely known now. Like I said, every team has a statistic about the goalie up and – mm-hmm. Certain coaches do different things with how they present a scouting report on a goalie, but they are all saying before the game, this guy hates high shots right now. He's just fighting them. They seem to have been a problem for him all year. So teams know that going into games against them 100%. I do want to say, and this isn't to defend him because you can't argue with the stats, but let's be honest, when you're talking about a team right now versus a team that starting this season gave up goals in the first 5 minutes, a lot of those weren't on the goaltender early on. They are now for sure, and you cannot defend the Ekblad goal because I agree with you on that. But you remember the first 5 minutes of 50% of the games this year?
Whoa,
they were
a tire fire.
Yeah, a lot of time. Yeah, a tire fire is a great way to describe that. So I'm not defending Korpisalo. I'm just saying the team found ways to be there and engage the first 5 minutes lately, and he has not. And
well, there was
I can't even make an argument for it. Well, I agree with your take 100%. I just wanted to point out that a lot of those games are a shit show for other reasons too. So let's give him
which is fair. But if you remember the Tampa game the night before, Tampa in their first shift, I think had 2 scoring chances or something. They were all over them, and I'm like, oh my god, Ottawa's going to get caved in tonight if this is the way. And Anton Forsberg held them in it. That's all I'm saying. You like at this point, you need that guy to make one of those saves.
Yeah. It's with me with Korpisalo, what I don't like about him, it's always the timing of when he lets goals in. Like earlier this season, like the Senators would score a big goal and he'd let one in right away after. The big one is the first goals, because in the NHL, scoring first is really important. And obviously when you look at Ottawa stats, 0-11 when they don't. So 9 of those are his. But I do – that's a great take by Bob. Yeah, there was a lot of, like, backdoor tap-ins earlier this season where we were going – we were doing video of the Senators' D-zone coverage. And, you know, mistakes are always going to happen. And that's the one thing that kind of irks me. Well, there was a mistake there. Well, the other team makes mistakes too. Florida made a ton of them the other night. Like, they were making mistakes everywhere.
Yeah.
But the only way they could get that big goal was, you know, Timmy made that beautiful play, but it was the Florida defenseman that put it in his own net. Like, it took Florida's own guy scoring on Bobrovsky to beat him.
Yeah, and you got to give credit to Florida. They played to the level of the competition, and that's not to say – obviously, they went up 2-0. They treated this like it was going to be a coast win. And we got a team that just won on a back-to-back that comes down to us. That's also the worst team in the league. So they're going to have a really emotional letdown. So Florida, to me, if that's the way they're going to play against playoff teams, which obviously it isn't because of where they are in the standings, they're in trouble in the playoffs if they turn the puck over the Lions as much as they did. Like, they were horrendous at the Lions. And it fed Ottawa going the other way quite a bit. And I'm willing, I'm guessing, and I'm willing to bet on the fact that the next day they went in and Paul Maurice said, hey, like we got away with it because that's one of the worst statistical teams in the league. And you found the way to win. So kudos on the 2 points, but this can't happen again with the way that we were at the Lions. Like Bennett had a really egregious one. Montour had about 12. It felt like he was a turnover machine. So They won, but they're not happy about it.
He's a riverboat gambler, eh, Montour?
Oh, man. I didn't realize it was bad. He is, and it doesn't matter if he loses on the flop, he's trying it again on the next shift, which I love. I love his ability to forget. But
you know, a lot of people on his goal, a lot of people were criticizing the Sens' D-zone coverage. It wasn't that bad. Like, he jumped in. He dumped in. Like, the only bad play on that goal was Pinto kind of panicked and tried to backhand it out and get it out of danger. He had a little more time. That's when somebody on the ice has to tell him time, you have time. Instead, he flips it. But players try that a lot. You're just trying to flip that out to the neutral zone. Fans on it. Goes to Montour. Then Pinto blocks it, but it goes right back to Montour's stick. Like, bang, bang. There's nothing you can do about that. Like, that's not a coverage issue. That's just a bad clear. And then a shot block that bounces right to his stick, and then a great shot. Like, what do you do? Like, that has zero to do with defensive zone coverage.
And Chychrun made a soft play up the wall that resulted in a turnover.
Yeah.
So here's what went unnoticed for me. And you have to watch it on a clip where you get the entirety of the shift, but you see Chychrun move the puck up. And if you have the volume on, you can hear somebody say, move the effing puck. We'll never know which player it was, whether it was a player on Florida saying it about an offensive chance or if it was an Ottawa player saying it to Chychrun. Because Chychrun had the ability to move the puck quicker than he did there.
Yeah.
It went up the wall slow. So maybe if you find the clip, give it a listen, because I'm trying to figure out who it was. I thought it might have been Chychrun himself saying it to whoever got the puck over to him. But it was an interesting – I watched it 3 or 4 times trying to figure it out. But he makes
We're like the guys now online that are going over the Taylor Swift videos and saying, "See what's happened in that video here?"
No, we're not.
I promise. That one just came up. I had the option to watch it a couple times, and I took it. I promise you, I'm not watching that much video.
Look at us, eh? Behind the scenes with Bob Ryan.
Yeah, I can break it down.
The Whisper 2000. Do you remember that? Do you remember? So the Whisper 2000 was like this. You could wear it. It would pick up conversations in the next table over. So it used to be like an infomercial of buying the Whisper 2000, so you could listen in on other people's conversations.
Yes. No way.
Oh, yeah. Bobby's got the Whisper 2000.
I love my Whisper 2000. But Wally, you know what I could see you and Lisa with late at night in Stittsville, all tucked in? I could see Wally in bed, just a quick... Lights go off, lights go on, right? You got your little night hat on.
Oh, yeah.
On, slippers.
Yeah. The clap. Lights my out. Silk pajamas.
Lights out, Lisa. Need my sleep.
I'm a terrible sleeper. She's asleep well before I am. Terrible sleeper.
Just clap on, clap off.
So here, I am concerned, okay? We've discussed this. About what we do for the next 29 more games of goaltending. And I by the way, just so we're clear, we all suspect that Forsberg will play tonight's game against Dallas, or at least I can't imagine why he doesn't. Yeah, but Korpisalo has played, and I know Forsberg was hurt and missed a bunch of games, but Korpisalo, I think, is still regarded as the number one guy. And I don't know what to do with him down the stretch. I just want them to give Anton Forsberg every opportunity outside of back-to-back games to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know if they're in a position to give one guy a lot of runway. Again, Forsberg had a bad injury and then aggravated one. So it's almost like it's a lost season. We're not trying to make the playoffs. I do think that they're going to utilize him a ton down the stretch, but it's like you want him to take a ton of wear and tear on when you have him for next year to really be trying to get ready and excited for, and a summer of training and strengthening all the things that you've kind of you've hurt. So And it's almost like, I don't know what's going on in the minds of the brass over there, but you're like, do we want to be winning games now, or do we want to just kind of stay exactly where we are with the chance to pick high? So there's a lot of factors at play in it, but he does give you the better chance to win every single night for me. And that's only because the other one's a statistical anomaly that is not giving you a chance to win. So it's kind of interesting to see how it plays out. I don't think Korpisalo is the number one in anybody's mind, except for the contractual people, right?
Yeah. It's interesting, eh? Because we've talked about this and we said there's absolutely no way they're going to buy him out, but he's not Steve Staios's guy. He's not Dave Poulin's guy. And
yeah.
I really think the end of this year is important. I think he has to play. I don't think they're going to give Forsberg and say, hey, you're going to run with it here. I think they need to figure out what if Korpisalo can rebound here. And just the fact that they change goaltending coaches. So you've kind of laid some of the blame on the goaltending coach because, oh, you fired him, right? So you got the new guy's up now. So I think they want to see what he can do with both goaltenders. And maybe, well, somebody brought up a good point about Bobrovsky. This guy everybody thought was finished and washed up. The only difference is he had a much better resume than Korpisalo before. Like, the guy had done some things in the league. Like,
two-time Vezina Trophy winner.
Yeah, he's done some things where Korpisalo, his body of work is just so small. And that's where, like, why did you have to give him such a long contract? But whatever, he got the contract. You can – people say you can't fix a goalie. Well, maybe it's between his ears. Maybe that's – you know, it's usually a lot of the problem with guys is mentally. But I think this last part of the season is really important to see where Korpisalo's at, because he's not their guy. Like, you can – you could buy him out and just, you know, do what everybody does. Blame the other GM. Like, it's not our fault.
Yeah.
We didn't sign this guy.
So, but if you're the GM, or Steve Staios, I'll say, do you not want to see Korpisalo play to try and figure it out? If the season's already gone, and let's be honest, so do you not put him in every chance to go, we got to see if you can stop the puck here?
Isn't that what I just said?
No.
You got some.
No, because it was way too many long, rambling words. And no.
Get the potatoes out of here. Yeah, that's exactly what they got to do. You got to see if he can play better.
Yeah, you get like, here's the thing is, how long is the rope, right? Because at a certain point you just know what you have, and I don't know where they're at in their thought process on that. But he's had a lot of chances this year and squandered the majority of them, and you're just at this point my question is, where do they draw the line? Like, here we are done looking. We know now that this is not our guy, and we have to find a way to get the contract off the books. I don't know where that line is, but I think we're going to see. I think we're going to see more Forsberg down the stretch. But you're not taking Korpisalo off the ice because you can't take him off the salary cap. So you're going to play him.
Think about this, guys. It's already known because this has been said publicly. They are not rebuilding. They're going to retool over the summer.
Oh, it's just a word, Yorkie.
Listen, they want to hit the. They view themselves as a playoff team next year, so they need to hit the ground running when the season starts. You can ill afford to have any kind of terrible start. They want to be a playoff team, so that's why I just think this is so important. Like, you can't go into the summer with question marks of, hey, Korpisalo, he just had a terrible second part of the season. Versus he figured it out. Now we have a little bit of trust. Now we're a little more comfortable starting next season with him. That's why I just think this is really important, this stretch of games for him.
Okay, but can we just be clear here? Either saying retool or rebuild is the same thing. You're making changes. That's all I have to do is, we got to make changes to figure this lineup out. And I don't like rebuild means that they're going to trade 9 players. That's not happening. But all they just have to make changes. And people are like, no, you can't trade certain people. If you can trade somebody to make your team better, regardless of what you think of that player, you make that trade. Even if it seems like it's different, or you're like, oh, I can't believe we won. But sometimes those trades make a big difference. And they do have to figure out how to get this team to play better up front.
Well, number one, guys, like, look at the record with Pinto in the lineup and Pinto out.
So they want to see if this trend continues for the rest of the year. And I really believe they really want to see how, if Josh Norris can figure it out too. Like, this is really important, the second part of the year for him, because they'll have to make a decision. If that continues, they're going to have to make a decision on their core, because you gotta get rid of some money to get better in other spots, right? So this is going to be a really big evaluation point, because now Dave Poulin's in, Stales, they're watching games, they're evaluating, okay, this is what we like, this is what we don't like, and then you set your roster so you're not scrambling next year when the season starts.
Yeah, very much. I'd like to elaborate, but I agree with every point. I wasn't even zoned out. You were speaking so well.
Oh, don't pump his tires anymore.
Bob listens. He listens. Well, you're one of those guys. You're already thinking about what you're going to say.
I heard every word.
So, Tooth at Yorkie, I need to keep the show on track despite the number of times you try to take it off and put it in the ditch. And two, I'm trying to have conversations in the chat with people who are like, you two need to go for some old fashions together. Do you think Brent regrets bringing Yorkie on the show sometimes? There's lots of stuff in here. Yorkie's hilarious. I just blocked that guy. So there's all kinds of stuff going on. All right. I pull it. Sometimes I can't keep it all together sometimes.
I love New Morning Bob today. He had secret information about the Whisper 2000. He's hearing things on the ice nobody else is hearing. Like, that's huge.
I told you.
Somebody said, move the fucking puck. We need to know who that was.
I would love to know who that was. I really do. So if anybody listening, break the clip down and figure it out, please get the Whisper 2000, get it on the ice. Let us know who said it.
One last time. C19 in the chat wants to buy out Corpy. And I do not see any possibility that they buy him out and have him on the books for 8 years at 1.3. I just don't see it.
No way.
Cap space is too valuable.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll bury him in the minors if they have to. To me, a buyout would happen with 2 years left, possibly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of string that along. It's definitely not happening this summer. I'd be blown away if it did. There's just no way.
Yeah, I don't see it happening. And I know the cap's going up, C19, but they still got to make some deals and sign some players. So anyway, all right.
I agree with that.
Let's move on to our good friend who leads this team in scoring. And we'll use today's hot performer, brought to you by DoorDash, to get there. Get everything you need. Let's have it delivered by DoorDash, if you will. Even at the last minute, choose what you want from where you want. With Double Dash on DoorDash, you can order from multiple restaurants or stores in the same delivery without additional delivery fees, so everyone can get what they want when they need. Bobby, maybe I could send the bobbleheads by DoorDash. For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code NATION25. That's 25% off, up to a $10 value. Zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store. Enter code NATION25. Offered valid in Canada, subject to change. Terms apply. Timmy Stützle. He's done okay. I think for the last few games, he's been phenomenal. He's now scored in the last three straight games. He's got 7 goals, 18 points in his last 16 games, and then he's on a three-game point streak with 5 points. Needs one more point, by the way, to tie Mike Hoffman for 19th in all-time scoring for franchise history. By the way, he's played in 79 fewer games at this particular moment than Mike Hoffman. And that puts him in 19th. Yeah, and he's closing in on goals, moving up as well. Like, he's done really well. The only issue I have, gentlemen, on Timmy Stützle, he does not have a power play goal.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This season. Not one. So he's played the most time of any player in the National Hockey League on the power play without a goal.
Wow.
Crazy talk.
He doesn't shoot enough on the power play, but
24 shots he's got on the power play. Yep, I agree.
Yeah, he doesn't shoot enough, but the way he distributes the puck, and I don't think we have another player. Maybe Giroux in a sense that hits the seam as well as he does. He has to be one of the leaders in points on the power play still with the amount of assists he has, right?
Yeah.
12 assists, I think he's got. Just, or 12 yeah. points or something.
He's just got to shoot a little more for me there. It'll not only will it make those passes open up more, it'll keep because it keeps the penalty kill a little bit, honest is the best way to put it, and on their toes, knowing that he's a dual threat. Because right now, he doesn't seem like a dual threat on that. But other than that, I don't want to critique him too much. I love when he gets the puck and starts coming in down that wall because you don't know what he's going to do. Yeah. He's got four options and he makes the right move a lot of times. Yeah. But he's playing good hockey. Yeah. He had a stretch there where he was really bad and and like all point people do, most of the time he's come out of it and he's been a lot better.
I'm thinking back to when he had his most success on the power play, and you kind of hit on it there, Bob, when he's on his strong side and they go from one side to the other and then Timmy's coming downhill and they hit him, you know, and he's coming right at, and he makes the penalty killer have to make a decision, and he can, I love it when they have that right shot option down low, usually Drake. I think Drake is so good down there. Brady pops out. It's just been, I just think because when they switch things over, they change the power play, and then it takes a while to get things going. And you got the other thing with the center, as we talked about this, there's so many power play guys on this team. You're always trying to figure out ways how to get guys in, how to get guys out. Like think about it. Like Kubalik, when he was brought here, was a power play specialist. Guy scored 30 before. He can't even get a sniff because there's too many good guys.
Yeah.
Giroux has been a first power play guy his whole career, and he's sometimes in the second unit. So yeah, I agree though, Bob, he's got to shoot it more, especially when he's moving. Like it's just, he's got an underrated release. Just he's looking to pass too much.
Yeah. I agree. When he gets downhill, he has all his options in front of him. He's as good as anybody. I just wish he would utilize the option of keeping them honest a little more by trying to hit that short side shot. Because he can. His release is so good and so quick that if he does that, I think the all the plays that he likes to make are going to be that much easier for him because it holds people accountable.
Sorry, go ahead, Walt.
Is there a reason why when you have Brady Tkachuk, Thomas Chabot, Jacob Chychrun, Claude Giroux, Josh Norris, Tim Stützle, all these guys, that this power play is so bad? Like, what's wrong? Bobby, you played the power. What's wrong with this particular power play that just can't figure it out?
It's funny, if you had asked me while I was watching the first power play the other night, they were dangerous. They attacked. They just didn't finish. So to me, they're lacking a little bit of the finishing right now. And that kind of comes and goes in waves. Like there was a period of time last year where, that we all remember, they couldn't miss. Everything went in the net. They're in that lull. And it's not that they're not shooting. I don't like the DDD one timer that I saw three or four times from way too far out to the side, because your window. Yeah. Like, and you want Chychrun shooting the puck. I don't want to take that away, but he's shooting from outside the dots. He seems to like to move a little bit when he takes the one timer, which I understand. I did too. But when you start to move outside the dots with your stick raised, your window to score is way, way lower. And on top of that, your window to create anything off of it is way lower too. The rebounds are going to kick wide, or you're going to miss the net wide. So he's done it. Chabby did it a couple times lately. So that to me is part of it. And I don't think they're doing enough to get, I guess the bumper is the guy that is your primary shooter, right? They're not getting the bumper in a lot of opportunities for the one timer. They're hitting them. They're utilizing them to break plays out and find time and space, which is great. And the Sens are very good at it, but they're not getting him enough shots in there. Claude Drew is the only guy that kind of slides that puck in there as much as he does. And to me, it's not enough. I like to see them go downhill and then go down and into that guy way more often than they do.
Yeah. I agree.
Brady's obviously elite in front of the net, but to me, he hasn't just taken the puck in and tried to create havoc enough, right? When he gets it, he's kind of settling plays down, restarting it, which is part of that position. But sometimes when you have a guy like him and a Pinto that could crash, or whoever's playing the bumper and the offside that could crash, you kind of just want him to put his head down, take that puck to the net, because you can outnumber defensemen down there. So I would like to see a little more of that jam play.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they're too predictable right now. Too predictable.
That's a good point. Yeah, they are.
Quickly back to Tim Stutz's, I got us a little sidetracked. We've talked about this before. Maybe one of the top five players I would pay to watch play the game of hockey. His last two goals, or each of the last two games, highlight reel goals. Like that's the stuff that brings you out of your seat. I liken him to, for me, Jason Spezza was one of those, and Eric Carlson. Those guys could just make stuff happen and fun to watch.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. I throw Marty Havlat in there too.
Oh, a little old school for you, Wally.
No, guys that they have that unpredictable factor, right? And I was chatting about this last week. People said, well, how come Hossa? Well, Hossa's always predictably great.
Different type of player.
Predictably consistent and good. You're already out of your seat. These guys bring you out and you don't know what they're going to do. Like the shit Stützle tries, like trying to go through four guys. Like usually if that doesn't work, he's getting yelled at by the coach because it's a turnover right inside the blue line, but somehow it works and somehow he scores and everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Hey Bob, there's certain guys that if you tried stuff like that and you turn it over, you're not getting on the ice again.
Yeah, he's got a long leash, but
no. Yeah. And same with Spets, right? We used to go crazy with Spets dropping the puck back and the turnover at the blue line, right? But when he made plays, and I think of the Sheldon Surrey behind the net when he tricked Surrey to drop the puck back to him, like he was just so good. And Martin Havlat, I always thought was the best one-on-one player the Ottawa Senators ever had. Those guys just fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, such a skill, but not many people have it—the ability to create something out of nothing.
They do the moves you dream about trying in beer league hockey, and that you would never try. These guys will actually try them in the game.
Yep,
and it sometimes works.
Now, okay, so Bob, you're on the wing. Your centerman, let's say, is Timmy at the moment, who tries to dangle four guys. And now it's turned over and the puck is headed the other way. Are you pissed or are you okay because he's trying something?
I'm okay if he's trying something once or twice a game and they're spread out. But if it's every shift and it's always the other, then it's like, dude, we got to get back to some kind of basics or at least do that below the line, below the top of the circle once we're in and established and the puck's not going the other way. Because there's nothing more frustrating and I'm guilty of it. I was guilty of trying to make a play at the line to force an issue when – So there's And that's a fine line for guys like him, because he's so good and crafty and can make space with his edges and his ability and his deception. So you want to give him the platform to do that, but you don't want to skate north just to skate south all night. And so he's had nights like that. Obviously, it was an issue when he first got here. He's had nights like that. He's got to take a look. The pressure on him to create was so high as well for a while, because he was the only guy doing it. Now he's got some help, and some other players are helping on the score sheet. So he's, once that pressure comes off, and they really start to buy in, and I think they have, when they really start to buy in and figure it out, you're going to see more little chip plays, but you want Timmy with the puck. So I wouldn't be mad at him.
Would the Whisper 2000 be needed, Bob, if you're on the wing and the second time or first time, nothing. Second time you tell them, third time,
move the fuck up, puck.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly how it goes. Once, nothing, because it's going to happen. Twice, hey, bud, let's maybe rein it in. And the third time, for fuck's sakes.
Uncle.
Yeah.
Whisper 2000, not needed. And then
the not fourth needed. Time is giving the tug to the coach and saying, I can't.
Yeah. I think Alfie did that with Spets. I think he went to Brian at the time. He was like, I can't play with this guy on my line right now. And they took him off. And one of the best lines in hockey.
That's crazy. Yeah, but it happens every night in every building.
I used to play with this guy in Anaheim. Bobby Dulles, your guy.
Yeah.
He'd every game, every shift, he'd get back to, I'm open, I'm open. I'm always open. I'm open. I'm like, you're not always open. And this discussion would go on after every shift, Bob.
That's good. Yeah.
Anytime we got scored on, he'd look at me, blame me.
You can't do it. I would lose my mind. Or nickname of number 11.
If you can't give Bobby Dulles the respect he deserves of calling him a former Ottawa Senator, Yorkie, then I don't know that we can continue with the show.
He played one
game.
I think he was here for a matter of hours.
I believe it was two days.
2 days.
And
2 days.
So angry about it, because he got placed on waivers. So they brought him in and he had to go through waivers and he didn't clear it. And he was so sour.
I love him.
Oh,
he went to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
We brought him in and I knew Bobby well. We had played together in Adirondack. We were partners and we were partners in Anaheim. And he was so happy to come to Ottawa because he's like, okay, I'm going to get a chance here, a young team. And he was traded in like a day and a half later. He was so mad.
That's tough. That is tough.
Or wave, whatever happened. Yeah. Didn't even unpack his suitcase.
He's claimed by Calgary.
Calgary. That's right. That's right.
Because he was signed as a free agent and then they had to put him through waivers to get him on the roster. Anyway. Okay. So moving on. Lock of the day as the Sens are now home. Got it. I like to call this Hell Week. As Hell Week continues, having to face Tampa, then Florida, now Dallas, and then Vegas on Saturday. But guys, the Ottawa Senators have won 6 straight games at home against the Dallas Stars. 6. Neither goalie in today's game played in any of those games, I'd like to point out. However, I will say they have won 6 straight games at home against the Dallas Stars.
This is a trap game, though, because you had a pretty good road trip going into South Florida, going 3-for-4 on the points. And then you come home and you're like, did they have the day off yesterday?
Yeah.
Obviously. So you have a day off and then you got to come in and gear it right back up. That's right. No skates on back to back. So it's a trap game. So I'm not going first.
I'll go first. You know what? I'm looking at Dallas's record right now. It seems they're, to be honest, I haven't really watched a lot of Dallas Stars lately. Love how they love their team, though. Love their coach, Pete DeBoer, great guy. I'm going to take Ottawa. I just think, I agree with Bob, it's a trap game, but I like how they're playing right now. I think Forsberg's going to get the start. I see him having another solid game, and I just think they're playing the right way, and they're better at home. They're a much better team at home. So coming back, I'm going to neglect the trap game and take Ottawa.
Wow.
Highest scoring team in the league.
Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
0-1 and 2.
They have not lost back-to-back games in regulation since the beginning of December. They've
Well,
I don't have to do all your work for you. They're currently 0-1 and 2 in the last three games. Two of them the last two road games.
I might change my pick. I got to see where they are in the standings. Okay, you guys go ahead.
They're second in the Western Conference, Yorkie.
Yeah. I got to see by how much.
I'm going to go ahead and
we have a standings board. Oh, it wouldn't be on the. It's on the West. Sorry. Go ahead, Bob.
I'm going to take Dallas, because I know all too well the trap game coming home after back to back day off, trying to gear up for a very good team that hasn't been playing great hockey. It's a hard game. It is. I think Dutchie's going to get his 800th tonight. He's been really good. I watched a few games a little over a week and a half ago, give or take. They just happened to be on, so I flipped them on. And Dutchie looked good. He's playing well with Sagan at the time. I don't know if that's their line still, but I like Dallas. They're deep. They're good. They're just kind of going through it at the moment. So I'm not taking a team that scores at that kind of clip. I'm not going against a team, that scores at that clip.
They have not gone more than three games without a win. But since they pumped Nashville 9-2, they haven't won.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the Sens are going to have a good game. Like, I think it's going to be a close game. There's not going to be much of a letdown. There will be a touch. It's just human nature to go that way. But I think it's going to be the Sens are going to take them. It's going to be a close game right down to the end, but I got to go against them. It's got to be Dallas. And then with Yorkie on the other side of it, I have a chance to extend the league. And I've been and I've been waiting for this. We've agreed on too many games lately. I'm like, I need to extend here.
Yorkie's got Ottawa.
I'm going to see who Dallas
plays. By the way, Anton Forsberg, if he should start, will be his 100th career start for the Ottawa Senators.
Oh, don't put him on the jumbo, please. Leave the guy alone.
I'm going to take Dallas. I just don't think you can keep that team down for long. You know, when you're a contending Stanley Cup team, the standards are completely different, right? You can't. Yeah. It's unacceptable for them at the moment to not have won within the last three games. That's the only thing I'm going with.
Very much agreed with you.
Yeah, I think they need a little bit of adversity before they start the playoffs. This might be it. So I'm going to stick with my Senators pick. Again, oh God, I hate trusting the Senators goalies though. Like I've been burned so many times before. I'm just a glutton for punishment. Can I trust you, Anton? Will you let me down? All right, I'm gonna trust you one more time, but this time I'm telling you, if you guys let me down, I'm not picking you again. I'm gonna stick with the Senators.
All right.
I had it up here for a bit. I don't know if I still do. Anton Forsberg's home save percentage wasn't very good.
It wasn't very good. He's a new man. He's a new man. It's a new day. It's a new dawn.
It's let me. Maybe he's 43rd. Maybe. Anyway,
it's not great. It's not great.
No, but neither one of them are. The Ottawa has the worst save percentage in the league, so not helpful. That's why I just think Dallas. Dallas just needs to score two or three goals.
Yeah.
So,
like I said, you never know with the Sens. They could have themselves a night, and they've been playing better. And like, who knows? Who knows with the goalies? That's the type of year it's been.
By the way, quickly, Elliot Friedman apparently hinted on his 32 Thoughts podcast that Ottawa may have interest in Erik Karlsson. I know Pittsburgh's got to do something because they're not going to make the playoffs for a second straight year. They're in some serious trouble. But I'm not entertaining that if I'm Ottawa.
No, I don't. I wouldn't think that there's going to be a reunion there.
Like, you're not getting 2012 or 2013 Erik Karlsson type guy anymore.
No, and he's making way too much money, not for himself, but for the salary cap.
Yeah. He is making too much money for himself. It's okay. You can admit that too.
Fair enough. I just don't see. I don't know. I don't see the fit. I'd be very I'd be shocked if that was the case.
Yeah. They need some, and I've said this before, they need some D that are going to knock people around more than they need another puck moving defenseman.
Well, yeah. for him to come in, Shabbat would be leaving. That's the only viable thing that would happen if you did that. And you know, when I talk about Carlson, I got to plead the fifth because everybody has that one player that kind of clouds your judgment when you talk about him. Carl's my guy because I love how he played when he was here in Ottawa. He was so good for this city, so good for the town. I haven't watched him a lot though this year. Bob, you seen him play a lot this year in Pittsburgh? I've watched glimpses here and there.
I would say I've watched them more than a handful of times.
Yeah.
They don't. There's just no click between him and the unit that they've had there for so long.
Yeah.
I thought it was a weird trade. I thought it was a weird fit from the get-go, and it shows up on the power play when they're all up there together. There's just a weird dynamic, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, if I was Pittsburgh, this would have been really tough to do, but I would have traded Malkin a few years ago. Like you could have really got something for him good a couple years ago. It's just so tough. You win the cups, they're part of your fabric, part of your history. But the good, you know, tough decisions, right? Like, how do you do that decision? But yeah, I agree. When I do watch them, they just seem disjointed.
Yeah, it's a perfect way to put it.
Yeah, yeah.
So to answer your question, I would be shocked if they entertain that. Shocked.
Yeah, I just don't see it. We'll bring back Yorkie if we're just going to keep bringing back old D then.
Old Yeller. Bring back old Yeller. not a chance. Can you imagine? Oh, God. The league is so fast now.
Yeah.
I do think something's going to happen, though. I think something big's coming. If it doesn't happen at the deadline, they're going to do something drastic at the draft. Like there's going to be some kind of shakeup. I really believe that.
I have a quick question before we go. I probably should have prepped you for this before, but I keep forgetting to bring this up. When you guys were in school, taking your lunch to school when you were kids, what was your go-to sandwich? Oh.
Easy for me.
I was peanut butter and jelly. Nice. I did a lot of PB&Js because now back then nut allergies didn't.
Yeah. Now you're in sun butter.
Oh yeah, yeah, weirdos. so I was PB&J. I was not a sandwich kid, and I went to a small Catholic school where they had lunch available every day. So I did a lot of that where it was really unhealthy stuff. We had pizza, cheesesteaks, things like that, that were brought in from outside. They ordered for you. And I had to bring a little pink slip with my order on it that my parents had done the week before with Burger King. Like it was looking back, it was so wildly unhealthy.
Burger King. Burger King's nasty.
Yeah, but I was in a very, very small school. Burger King's not nasty. What are you nuts? No wonder they don't sponsor us anymore.
We didn't ever have Burger King.
Oh, is it? Who was our? We had something
Burger,
going.
We have a Burger King.
Oh, no. Is it Harvey's? I can't remember anymore.
I can't remember it. I thought it was BK, the BK Lounge. Never mind.
You know what? In Toronto, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, nonetheless, I would hammer a flame grilled Whopper right now. Oh.
Just so we're clear, we still love, by the way, Wendy's. Who is our sponsor?
Wendy's is unbelievable. They make a good burger, and their chili is fantastic. My go-to when chili's I was playing junior good. In Windsor, Bob, after every game, I'd go to Harvey's, hammer a double burger, fries, chocolate shake, and they used to have at Harvey's. They used to have the ice burger. I don't know if you guys remember those. It was a chocolate ice cream with chocolate on top of it in the shape of a burger. It was called an ice burger.
Wow. I don't remember that at all.
Oh, yeah. No. Yep, the old
that
ice burger.
Doesn't work for me at all.
No? You don't like ice cream? Anyhow, my go-to sandwich was peanut butter and honey.
Oh, that's my go-to sandwich nowadays.
Peanut butter and honey? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I make them on Ritz crackers. Yeah. I'm hungry. Are we almost done?
Here's the question. What do you guys think the choice would be for me?
You were like a marshmallow fluff guy, weren't
you? Wally was a marmalade sandwich.
Oh, stop with your Vegemite marmalade.
Yeah. You absolutely had the crust cut off, and
they were in triangles.
Yeah, 100%.
When you go to funerals.
I'm gonna say you were a turkey and cheese with a little bit of mayo kind of guy.
Turkey and cheese. Well, you're gonna keep
that's what I'm having today.
I was waiting for you to have a real answer, York. Yeah, but
you okay? So turkey and cheese. I'd say you were a ham sandwich with iceberg lettuce.
Oh,
iceberg lettuce. You know what? My mom did make those but she would butter the bread like with real butter on the inside. Oh, it was terrible.
I got you figured out.
And mustard. I'm an egg sandwich kind of guy.
Oh. Keep it in the lunchbox on a nice hot day, then pull that out in the cafeteria. Just to stink the joint.
Yeah, Wally. Couldn't take it all the time. But yeah, if I go on a road trip now, I make egg sandwiches for my road trip.
That's disgusting.
We're never driving together.
Yeah, no.
I'll take care of the snacks.
If you're eating that while I'm driving, it's going to look a lot like Ace Ventura.
I never understand that. You're in a car and someone's like, I'm going to pull out this delicious egg sandwich. Like,
so
nothing's.
Good. So, you know what? Text Lisa. Ask her right now. She'll tell you. Right. It's very good.
No, I can't do it. It's like there's nothing worse than a person that brings their dinner on a plane and then opens it up 2 hours.
Oh.
Flight, and you're like, that is a fine.
Yes.
Or you're getting punched in the nose. Either give me cash or I'm punching you in the nose.
Yes.
I cannot stand it.
I was on a plane last year. Some big dude comes on, just opens up his little spread of Taco Bell just to reek the whole plane out. I'm like, that is a fine. Like that's a fine.
Can't do it. Yeah. You're allowed two things on a plane. It's beef jerky. And whatever they hand you, that's it. Yeah.
Those stupid
exactly. Yeah. Or the spicy nut mix that they give sometimes in the bag. That's it. Orderless things.
Chips.
Unless you're a loud eater, I hate, that's another one for me. If you're a loud eater and I have to hear you crunch the chips, like we were having Taco Tuesday the other night and I could hear the table across from me biting into every chip and the rage that was piling up in me to not go swipe their chips off their food. It's like, close your mouth. I'm hungry and pissed off. Thanks, man.
All right. Well, in that case, go get some breakfast and let's all do it again on Monday. 3 p.m. See you then.
Off great internet.
Okay, bye.
See you guys.
Thanks for tuning in to Coming In Hot. If you enjoyed the show, hit that like button and be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.